In just over 2 years, the St. Croix River crossing will link St. Joseph, Wisconsin to Oak Park Heights, Minnesota. It's expected to turn into a vital artery from the Twin Cities to rural western Wisconsin. Now, local governments in western St. Croix County are planning for what could be heavy growth. Agnes Ring is a St. Croix County Board Supervisor who represents the town of St. Joseph, population 3,800. She says the town surveyed residents about the expected 20,000 vehicles per day that will pass through the town once the bridge opens.
You know, one of the things that people said is they like the rural character. There's a feeling they want to protect the rural character. There's a little concern about the loss of that rural character.
Now, St. Joseph and neighboring cities and towns in the path of the bridge are working to protect farmland by revamping zoning ordinances and comprehensive plans. City of New Richmond officials are hoping for big growth. City Administrator Mike Darrow says they're scrapping their zoning ordinances entirely and starting from scratch. Also, he says they're studying the capabilities of the city's infrastructure.
I always tell people when they ask, you know, is the bridge going to have an impact? What I can say is that we're going to be prepared, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people, we're going to be prepared for growth.
But with growth can come pollution. To plan for that, St. Croix County is doing a high-tech aerial laser survey to map topography to find high-risk areas for stormwater runoff before they're developed. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.